in your books.
Well, you could look at it from a negative trolling standpoint. Or you could just say, I know that there are Met fans, Evan Roberts, who like to score. Put that in your book.
Look, it's always special when
is
someone...
Is that one in your, my Mets Bible?
It did not make my Mets Bible.
Oh, see, he was telling you to put it in your book, and you didn't put it in the book.
You want to know why?
Why?
This is a rare one. I don't think I scored that game. Because if memory serves correct, I was working at Sirius at the time, and I was doing nights. And what I would do is I would DVR the games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no big deal. I think that night I may have done the overnight. And when I'm doing the overnight here at WFN, I don't have time to DVR the game. So I think that's one of those rare games I don't have in my book. But I'm going to look, not the book, but like a book of. But I will definitely take a look at that because I need to know. We will put the Yankee fan turning on Juan Soto under investigation in a few short minutes. But let me get to some of your phone calls. Frankie's on Long Island. What's up, Frankie?
Evan, Tiki, thank you guys for taking my call.
What up?
I just want to say this whole thing with Diaz is so dumb. I don't understand why they would not let him wash his hands. Max Scherzer, Clark Schmidt, even Herman, mm-hmm. you could say, they let them wash their hands. Like, this whole thing makes no sense. And Evan, by the way, what happened with the Rico with the intro? What happened with
I'm
that?
I'm glad you asked. You want me to answer that one? So last night... And hello, SNY. Last night, I was doing a Rico Bronya, my podcast. I was responding to the win and also a series recap. So every time a series ends, we always do a Rico. And Pete was very busy last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to Pete Hoffman, just press record. That's all you got to do. Press record. I'll take care of the rest. And Pete does that.
Mm-hmm.
He hits record. And I start talking. And about 5 minutes in, all of a sudden, the intro to the Rico Bronya plays. And then it played again, and again, and again. And I don't know what to do, because I have this mantra.
Pete's not there anymore.
Well, Pete's not there, and I tried to text him, but he was very busy. So I couldn't stop it, and I'm trying to deliver the content. So all I could think about in my head that night, all I could think about was Mike Francesa. Because Mike Francesa's theme song is, he'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa. So I'm thinking to myself, get the sports any way that you can. I got to deliver this pod any way that I can. So even if our great worker, our great co-worker, and our great radio legend, Zach Martin, voicing, it's the Rico Bronya, is ringing in my ear over and over again, all I thought about was Uncle Mike.
Huh.
I got to deliver the sports any way that I can.
Well, I'm curious, because I listen to the Rico.
Yes.
I do regularly. I encourage those Met fans to as well.
Yes.
Because I like to know what you're going to talk about before I know what you're going to talk about.
That gets a heads up.
Right. But as I was listening to it, I didn't hear any of that.
Oh, because for the podcast, Pete was able to cut out the intro.
But how could he cut it out if it's over top of you?
I have no idea.
I mean, it was just, I heard it one time.
Yes.
And you stopped. I was like, what the hell's going on? Is this my car? Did this thing stop on me? And then you kept saying, or at least you did a couple of more times, this intro, it's killing me. But I never heard it again.
And then I tried to ignore it and just start talking about the Mets for 15 minutes. So I got a good, I think I did 25 minutes with this. Do you have a little clip so people who haven't heard it can hear how annoying this actually sounded?
You have it with the actual intro in it?
So yeah, I have the first 30 seconds, I believe.
That's right fine. Here. That's all you need.
There we go.
Too much crap on his hands. He's out of here. So I'm not mad at the ESPN broadcast. It's just that it was a shock. I got up. I went to the bathroom. I'm like trying to cleanse myself a little bit, get ready for this bottom of the ninth inning. I'm thinking about the Rico. I'm thinking about how Edwin's on my fantasy team, and the only thing he could do is blow whip for me. And then all of a sudden, we get this.
It's the amazing.
And as soon as this
so it's amazing that when I listened to it, driving in today, I did not hear that at all.
Yeah, he was able to cut it out.
That's amazing. Technology is awesome.
If you listen to the podcast in its traditional form, you won't hear it. But if you were watching on YouTube last night. So that happens for 25 minutes. And I power through. By the way, should I have powered through?
Yes.
Okay.
Because ultimately, when it's podcast and when the majority of people are going to listen to this after the fact, not live, then you don't hear it.
Right. I didn't even think about that at the time. I was just like, I got to get through this. And I want to thank Keith McPherson, who reached out numerous times to say, how can I help? I feel bad for you right now.
Right.
And we couldn't fix it. But then I ended it after a half hour. Usually I do these Ricos for about an hour or so. And I said, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I gave you a half hour. I'm done. I shut my computer. I go to sleep. Then I get a text from Licata saying, dude, what's going on? Right. The live stream is still on. And I'm like, what?
Wow,
so
great.
Then I go back to the live stream with Keith McPherson helping me out on how to somehow end it, and I couldn't end it.
That's funny.
And apparently people were hanging out like, what's going to happen next? And nothing happened.
Oh, you created a viral moment.
Yeah, we created it
unintentionally.
We created a moment, all right.
Right. The if you want to know what Hoff was busy with, listen to the Rico Bronya.
But why? Did I say
you
what it was?
You said it on the Rico
Bronya. Oh, did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
I didn't know if I believed you or not, but you tossed it off.
Well, put it this way. Whatever I said on the Rico last night may not be true. Maybe I was just angry.
Casamigos is delicious.
Whose side is he on? I have no idea, but I'll tell you this. Tonight at 9 o'clock, we're going to do another live Rico, and there won't be any intros going on to kind of recap and look ahead to the Subway Series, really to preview the Subway Series. So 9 o'clock, Rico, YouTube live anyhow.